836, 51 degrees. Chris Freund with you here on a Thursday morning on the Mighty 690 KGGF. And, you know, since we've been talking so much, Denise, we might as well take this on the air. You and I have been talking quite a bit about downtown Coffeyville, but it's more than just Coffeyville. Denise York with Coffeyville Reawakening joining us. And first of all, thank you.
You're welcome. Good morning, Chris. How are you doing?
Doing great, doing great. A lot of the good things are happening around the area, and that includes something that's a finale for this year in the movie?
It is. So the Midland Theater, we have our last outdoor movie night coming up Friday. It's Princess Bride. So if you haven't seen one of the movies so far this year, this is going to be your last chance. I hear the weather is going to be fairly cool, so dress appropriately and come on down. It won't be hot like it has been a few other times. But Chris, before that, I want to thank the people, Dr. Wiggins, the band festival, the Dalton Days band festival Tuesday. I went up there. I mean, it was a fantastic, you know, place to be. I mean, if you didn't get a chance to go up, hopefully, you know, next year we'll do it again, and maybe on the weekend or something, so people can attend. And then Dalton Days, right? I want to thank everybody in town that helped put that together, because there was a lot of people downtown. I noticed that there's a lot of visitors in town, even leading up to Dalton Days, and then this week we've seen a lot of people in. So
it's one of those interesting things. If you don't know about Dalton Days, and you know, my wife and I are new in town, and we're learning more about it, and then even finding out there is a place called Death Alley. I mean, it's just so interesting to find out the history.
Right. And if you've been to the Dalton Museum, if you haven't been in the last few years, we've moved to the Condon Bank on the plaza. They donated it to us. And so if you haven't been to the museum in the last few years, come on down. I mean, there's a lot of things to see, and the way it's set up. You know, I think we had over 200 visitors in there Saturday. So, you know, help us keep the doors open, you know. Participate and come down. Absolutely. We'll show you where Death Alley is. You'll get a chance to go in the bank across the street and just learn the history. So we're looking forward to
no doubt
you and your wife.
We're definitely looking forward to. We will be in the area. It stands November 1st is kind of when we're able to start moving into the area, and we're looking forward to not only getting moved and getting settled finally for the first time in quite a few months, but just being in town, getting to go to the library, go downtown, go to the different restaurants that are in the downtown area, and then explore all that is Coffeyville.
Well, there's so much going on. I mean, we keep saying that month after month. It's like, we got a lot going on this month. And then, you know, I make a list, and I'm not even hitting half the things that, you know, that are actually going on out there. But, you know, kind of highlighting the ones that I know about. So, you know, we've got Hops Around Town coming up this Saturday. So make sure you come down for that. And then the CCC Homecoming is this Saturday. So that, the movie on Friday night, there's another weekend that there's no reason to be sitting at home and being bored. So
that is true. And it's amazing to me, because I've heard of CCC and was over in the Southwest Missouri area, even in Tennessee. People know about CCC, not only for their sports, really, for their football and their basketball programs, but just it's in general how much people talk about CCC and what a great institution it is.
Exactly. You know, and get out to the football game. And so
now I realize the elevator's out for the game, but don't let that stop you.
You know, I've only been on the elevator a couple times, and I'm claustrophobic, so it's like, and then when they start piling like 10 people in front of you, it's like, no, let me off.
Sure.
I'm not doing this. So
I don't blame you there.
I take the stairs. You need the exercise, right?
So you're right.
Yep. And then on October 18th, the Salvation Army has their Superlicious Luncheon coming up. So it's $7. Go support the Salvation Army. It's taking place at the First Baptist Church, and 11 to 1. So that's a good organization. I hear the soups are fantastic. So
there's two of them, if I remember correctly, and I'm anxious to hear what they are.
I figured somebody else would be on to get into the detail on it, but sure. You know, it's just something to look forward to. And then on the 20th, I mean, this is huge, so you need to be in downtown for this. So Spooktacular, if you haven't been downtown for Spooktacular, I mean, there's got to be 800 to 1,000 kids and grown-ups just roaming the streets. They go from store to store and get candy and stuff. And there's organizations down there. I think the fire department and the police department show up, and they do little things. So that's on the 20th, but also that same day, the library is showing movies, kids' movies, at 11 and 3. I can't remember what those were, but, you know, check into that. And then the college, CCC, is having their trunk or treat from 6 to 8 that same day. So big things happening on the 20th, which 20th is a Thursday, right?
Uh-huh.
Yep. And then over that weekend and the following weekend, Cedar Bluff has their Spook Trail. And this has grown every year. I mean, it's huge. But this is their fundraiser for Cedar Bluff Camp and everything. So on October 21st and 22nd, it starts at 7:30. And then again the following weekend on October 28th and 29th at 7:30. So out at Cedar Bluff. So we'll have to draw you a map of where all these things are to make sure that you get there. So.
You read my mind.
Yeah.
You read my mind.
And then again on the 26th, we have the First Baptist is having a harvest party. Everybody's welcome. And that starts at 6 p.m. So that's all I had down for the rest of this month, but plenty going on. Now, I wanted to mention next month is Match Day. And that's a community area foundation puts that together. You can donate to 501c3s on the list, and then it gets matched. So I hope to have either Janie or Sam on here in the next couple weeks to kind of go into what organizations you can donate to and how it works, because they do have people that there's certain organizations that match the money that's put in. So it's a great time towards the end of the year that if you want to make some donations, now's a good time to do it. So
okay.
And then a huge thank you to all the volunteers who've been helping. Dalton Days, you know, the band festival, just everything that we have going on. Want to shout out to them. So,
absolutely. So I'm learning as we go along that there are organizations such as yours, as yourself, the Coffeeville Reawakening. Can you, for people who may be moving into the area, can you kind of tell me kind of an overview of what you all are about?
Okay, so we're a grassroots group that came together. Will it be 4 years next January or February? That was just looking at things that were going on downtown. We were trying to get the Midland up and running, you know, and we were asking for donations. And we had kind of the leader of our pack, Bill Pratt. He, you know, we were asking them for donations. He goes, I'd be happy to donate to the Midland, but let's encompass the whole town. Downtown needs some love, the neighborhoods, along with the Midland Theater. So we kind of joined this group together, got all the business and business owners downtown, brought them together. We've got what we've been doing is like applying for grants. So in the last 3 years, we have received over $1.1 million in grants for just little projects that we've been doing in the downtown, in the neighborhoods, and along those lines. So the UP Park, that was a grant. The neighborhoods, we've got the orchard and the community, the kids' community garden and everything. So there's a lot of things that we have been, and we're always looking to do more. We have Christmas on the Plaza coming up. The first project that we did was a mural down here on 8th and Elm. We were trying to get that, the entrance to downtown, to be a little bit more, you know, presentable. So just kind of defining that space. We know it's not a park, more of a gathering space. And that's where Hops Around Town is going to be located. So it's, you know, we just taking a lot of volunteers and just doing what we can, trying to help small businesses, you know, get a toehold in town and open up some things downtown.
Absolutely. So yeah. It's sounds like it's a great organization with lots of people coming together, and that's what I'm finding out about the community is there's a lot of people willing to put in hard work and a lot of effort to make Coffeeville better and to make it grow.
And that's the good thing. You know, we have meetings, and involved in the meetings we have representatives from the city, the chamber, Coffeeville Area Community Foundation, Coffeeville's Reawakening. So we try to, you know, coordinate, and everybody that's working at, you know, we want to help the chamber with Brewfest, tell us what we can do, and you know, Spooktacular and things like that. We want to just make it a place where you know, people want to be, and they want to come downtown, and that we have those quality of life things like parks or trails or whatever for that. So, and it takes a lot of people working, so.
And it sounds like there have been a lot of people putting in that great effort here.
And we'll take any volunteers we can, you know, Dalton Museum, the Brown Mansion, all those volunteers that run those tours, they could use some help and some relief. You know, a lot of them are working a lot of shifts. So if you're interested in history or anything like that, let us know. And there's an ilovecoffeeville.com. You can go there. It has links to the Chamber, the City, Reawakening. You know, email us. Let us know that you want to be a part of it. So
that sounds great. Yep. Denise York with Coffeeville's Reawakening joining us this morning. Denise, it's so great to talk to you. Thanks for coming in this morning.
It's nice talking to you too, Chris. Thank you.
Absolutely. 8:47, and we are going to get ready for Open Line. And that's going to be happening here in just a few minutes on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Stay tuned.